And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Like many times before, when I woke this morning, it seemed like all the world had turned its back on me. I couldn't find nobody who wore a friendly smile. My burdens finally got me on my knees.
But I feel better now since I stole away to Jesus. I feel better now way down in my soul.
When I woke this morning, the skies were mighty gray.
But I feel better now since I prayed.
Sometimes I get the feeling I never should be tempted, when I think this old world should be a friendly place. But then when I get careless or cold and unconcerned, my Savior lets me know it's time to pray.
Oh, I feel better now since I stole away to Jesus. I feel better now way down in my soul.
When I woke this morning, the skies looked mighty gray.
But I feel better now since I prayed.
So when your heart is troubled and burdened down with care, and when temptations rise that seem too hard to bear, just put your trust in Jesus, He won't turn you away. You'll come out smiling every time you pray.
But I feel better now since I stole away to Jesus. I feel better now way down in my soul. But I feel better now since I prayed.
Yeah, I feel better now since I prayed. Hey, that's Dole Lawson and Paul Williams. Of course, Paul singing the lead part on that song, I Feel Better Now. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time each week, and I hope that the program is a blessing to you each and every time that you have the opportunity of listening. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. I was up at the Mission Hospital in Asheville the other day, and at the elevator spoke, and a lady recognized my voice and said she listens on the radio station out of Bristol. So there's three in Bristol that were on, WIGN, WKJBFM, and WZAP. So one of those stations, she listens, and I appreciate that. It's always great to know folk are listening, and like I said, she recognized my voice. It's early on a Sunday morning. It was on the, let me look here, on what day was that? I guess that was on the 21st of January. And God is always good and all the time. Do ask you to be in prayer. Our family has gone through... there's in our area around Western North Carolina, a lot of folk have people refer to it as the crud. It's some have flus and some have bronchitis and infections going on, and it's gone through our family too. And I'm still a little bit hoarse and have been having to help families during this time. So it's hard when the preacher can't go and the preacher can't do, then it's kind of hard. But you pray for us, and always pray for this ministry as we try to minister to others in our community and reach out to try to be a help to you. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. And by the way, if the Lord lays it on your heart to help us with the finances of this ministry, you do whatever the Lord leads you to do. And if you will, you'll be blessed, and others will be blessed also because of your faithfulness and obedience. And the address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And my phone number is 828 778 3350. And thanks for all the books that you bought from A Mama's Dream. Many of you have bought the book. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. It'll bless your heart. And if we mail it to you, it's $10, and we'd be happy to mail it out to you. And just make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to and mention you want the book when it comes in so we'll know whether the money that you send goes to the radio ministry or it goes to help pay for the costs that we're incurred in getting the book printed and mailing it out to you. All right, Nehemiah chapter 10. Now, I'm intentionally missing the first 27 verses here in Nehemiah 10 because they're just a bunch of names. I wouldn't know how to pronounce most of them anyway. Alexander Scorby could pronounce them for us. But we're going to just pick up in verse number 28 in Nehemiah chapter 10. Ask you to follow along with us as Alexander Scorby reads from the King James Version of the Bible.
And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath, to walk in God's law which was given by Moses the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. Also, we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people, for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. And to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees, year by year, unto the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons, and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds, and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, unto the priests that minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine, and of oil, unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil unto the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall, and take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I'll stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, and take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand, for I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light, and take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home.
Oh, that's beautiful. Precious Lord, take my hand. That is featuring, well, it's Joy and Rory, and it's featuring Joy. And she is with the Lord now, so that's a great testimony. Coming up, Smoky Mountain Boys.
When I cross the great divide and reach heaven's open door, I'll be there with my mother and Savior evermore. When I've been there a million years, how wonderful to know
I'll have a
million years in glory with a million more to go. A million years in glory, on Jesus I will gaze. A million years in glory, to shout and sing His praise. I'll walk with Paul and Silas, and all my friends I know.
I'll have a
million years in glory, with a million more to go. Hallelujah's Avenue, I'll have a mansion fine, where the tree of life is blooming, God's love will always shine. No death will ever enter, no troubles, cares, or woe.
I'll have a
million years in glory, with a million more to go. A million years in glory, on Jesus I will gaze. A million years in glory, to shout and sing His praise. I'll walk with Paul and Silas, and all my friends I know.
I'll have a
million years in glory, with a million more to go.
I'll have a
million years in glory, with a million more to go.
A million years in glory and a million more to go. The Smoky Mountain Boys out of Bryson City, North Carolina. And that's some beautiful singing. That's a good song. I'm not sure who actually penned that song, but whoever it was, they seemed to know what they were talking about. Friend, I hope today you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Death is sure. It's life that's uncertain. And our listeners over in Newland, North Carolina, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I went back over and did a double funeral recently, and husband and wife both died. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following this break, we'll come back in, have you some more great gospel music. I hope you'll stay around, because we'll be back right after this.